Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And just pulled over to make this video for you guys real quick. It's Lido Isle back there. Newport Harbor. Just a beautiful spot. But, you know, with the attempted assassination of President Trump, we don't talk about politics in this channel. But I've had a lot of people write me saying, how could you ignore this? I tried to post things, guys, yesterday. And I watched it live when it happened and taped it and was as blown away as anybody else was, because I've been to his events before, at least one of them. And the thing that was absolutely wild about this was certain things, they didn't allow me to post on different sites and things like that that I wanted to put out there. So I felt compelled to pull over. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this. But, you know, when you go around the president, it is not like anything else. Now, I've told this story before, but my ex-wife's uncle was a huge Democratic supporter. I met Dianne Feinstein when she was running for the what she called the tall person in the short seat, which was, there was a two-year term that she was running for. I believe that was 1992. And I met her at a very famous attorney's office. They had a get together and a party, and he was in charge of the Democratic Party in Orange County. And I met her. There was no Secret Service there, nothing like that. 2 years later, and I get invited to meet the president, and told this story about how we went to Ron Burkle's office. But one thing I didn't tell you with the Secret Service, which was absolutely fascinating, was you're going to go and you're going to park at this parking structure. You're going to walk out with your ID and nothing in your pockets, and you're going to give us your ID. And we had to give the ID and our address and everything in advance before we did this. We get there, they did everything but pat us down. We go through the metal detectors and then hopped on basically like a tour bus that had a Secret Service agent at the front and a Secret Service agent at the back. And, you know, it was wild. And then we drove up to Ron Burkle's house. And I've told you guys a story before, and I met Clinton that night, and Dianne Feinstein was there, okay? But the point of this is that when you're in that area, in that bubble, it is incredibly safe. There is no messing around. I'm not, you know, I was never worried about anything. And, you know, so that being said, 2 years later, and I don't have the date, but you can look this up, and this was, again, for Dianne Feinstein, because of her re-election. And again, I didn't vote for Dianne Feinstein. Don't give me an ounce of grief on this. So the second time, it was at a large conference room area, and I got to meet Bill Clinton and Al Gore. And it was very rare. Rarely you don't have the president and vice president in the same room. Got to shake their hands, got to do that. But again, the same type of security. In advance, had to give all my information, and then we go there, and then we're patted down, and it was a big fundraiser for their re-election that my ex-wife's uncle paid for. Now, guys, again, in those areas, it is incredibly safe, but the Secret Service is in complete control. I mean, of everything, absolutely everything. When I went to the Trump rally last month in Las Vegas, people that invited me said, listen, you got to give us your information up front. And I'd done this before, you know, 30 years before. So, yeah, no problem. Here's everything. And you can bring one person with you. So my date, you know, because I was getting a press pass, so she could have been my camera person, sound person, hair and makeup, whatever. She had to get approved as well. And I told her, I said, listen, there is no messing around with this. If you have anything, you know, in your past or any warrants or anything like that, you don't go to this thing because they will cuff you. Because the one night when we hopped on that tour bus to see Bill Clinton, they arrested a woman right then. Yeah, she's going with us. She's got outstanding warrants, okay? So there was no messing around. But the Trump area was incredibly safe. It felt very safe. There were no tall buildings around it. There was nothing that created a situation like happened yesterday. And That's the thing that just blows me away. You're going to hear about this forever, but this goes to the failure of society right now, guys. This goes to us not being able to get along and talk about this stuff. We need, as a country and as a global economy, come together and not be so negative and so spiteful and so awful and point fingers at everybody, because we have to get along, guys. It's that simple. But when I went to the Trump rally in Vegas, man, oh man, same thing with the press. Go, you know, you get press security, go over here, talk to these people. You know, was wearing a jacket that day, and you know, you go through security, and again, multiple Secret Service agents, multiple metal detector, and then they escorted me and the woman I was with to the press area. It was very cool, guys. It was a very, very exciting experience, but there was no messing around during this thing. And the problem with yesterday and the problem with this is that the buildings and the breakdown, and to let somebody get up on top of a roof like that, who knows what the whole story is, and hopefully we're going to find out. But man, oh man, more security for all our politicians right now, and again, for the people you like and you don't like. You don't want this to end this way. And for those of you that have written how great it was and how, wow, we were this close, you know, all that sick stuff that you've sent me, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. You really should be. But that's here and there. So, again, we don't get political, but this is pathetic right now, how bad this is. We have to get along right now. We have to work together as a country. We have to be unified in the fact that who you vote for, if you don't like it, it doesn't make you stupid because you don't like the other guy or gal or whoever, okay? We have to get along. We have to get along. It's that simple. And will we? I don't think so. I don't think that this is going to fix things. I really don't. But let me know what you think about this. And again, this is not a political post. Don't get, oh, damn, what are you doing? Okay? It's pathetic, okay? Guys, but I'm telling you, I've been through that Secret Service detail, and it's no messing around. And the people that are inside of those rallies are incredibly safe, guys. I did not feel ever an ounce of unease at all. And meeting Mr. Clinton and meeting Mr. Gore, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, all that stuff. And I know I'm going to get, was she coherent? Did she remember your name? Yeah. Okay. Anyways. Okay. You guys like my stories. My ex-wife's uncle, a friend of his, was there when I met Dianne Feinstein the first time. And he said, please, I'm going to give you some free advice. You seem like a nice guy. Do not get alone with him and her. I'm like, why would I ever get alone with him and her? Just don't, because he's going to put you on the spot and embarrass you. I'm like, no, he's not. Sure enough, I meet Dianne Feinstein, and she's with him, and of course she knew who he was because he was writing checks. And he goes, you know, I don't have any question here, but Dan does. Dan's made a list of questions for you, Dianne, and let him go through it. And I was just standing like a complete imbecile. I don't have any questions. Mrs. Feinstein, that's all good, blah, blah, blah. Have a nice day. Remember, she was the mayor of San Francisco at that point. So what's funny, 2 years later, when I met her, and I'll give you an idea exactly when that was. The next day was when O.J. Simpson, they were doing the closing arguments in the O.J. Simpson case, and I met Johnny Cochran that night and said to Johnny Cochran, who's about this tall compared to me, I'm not the tallest dude in the world, but he was a super short guy, and I said, Johnny, who's going to do the closing arguments? I'm going to do the closing arguments. So it was the next day. So you know the date of when this was, okay? But I met, when I ran into Dianne Feinstein that night, she's like, hi, Dan, how are you? So it was funny that she remembered my name. But once again, guys, I didn't vote for her. I didn't vote for any of those people. And this is pathetic. This is going to go down in the history books. And please, guys, just get along with each other. Make it a point to be kind to one another. And again, okay, you know, these areas are generally very safe. They're going to intensify. and you're going to have them be the safest places on the planet Earth moving forward from today on. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, hope you guys liked it. You know, give me your opinion. Let me know. I don't ever do that again. Okay. Whatever. Okay. Again. Like, subscribe, email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Hope you guys are well. Okay. Let me know what you think about all this.